Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Charlie Kirk suspects sick jokes after the shooting that claimed the life of Kirk. Are others in on the murder plot? Did he have help? Straight out to Drew Nelson for more.
Nancy, Tyler Robinson's first court appearance Tuesday afternoon sees him charged with first-degree murder. But while the FBI was still circulating grainy surveillance images, the 22-year-old Robinson joined in on mocking the shooting in a Discord group chat. According to the New York Times, an acquaintance tagged him with one of the photos and wrote, "WYA, where you at?" with a skull emoji. Robinson quickly replied that it was his doppelganger trying to, quote, "get me in trouble." When another user joked, quote, "Tyler killed Charlie," 4 exclamation points, Robinson quipped back that the group should only turn him in for the FBI reward, quote, "if I get a cut." He went on to say he, quote, "better also get rid of this manifesto and exact copy rifle I have lying around." In another message, he even claimed, quote, "I'm actually Charlie Kirk. Wanted to get out of politics, so I faked my death. Now I can live out my dream life in Kansas." Now investigators are probing a possible accomplice. The U.S. Sun reports that FBI agents are reviewing doorbell camera footage showing a man walking through a neighborhood near Utah Valley University minutes after the shot was fired. The man, who appeared to be talking on a cell phone about the shooting, has raised concerns that Robinson might not have acted entirely on his own. Officials have publicly said they believe he was the lone gunman, but they also stress that, quote, "all lines of inquiry are ongoing." Charlie Kirk, age 31, was hosting the first stop of his American comeback tour when the sniper's bullet struck his neck. He had just begun a campus debate series organized by Turning Point USA, the group he co-founded at 18. Kirk was one of President Trump's closest allies, earning a reputation as a so-called kingmaker in Republican politics. Robinson was identified 2 days later after his father recognized him in the FBI photos and turned him in. He's being held without bail.
Thanks, Drew. More crime and justice news after this.
A New York judge dismisses 2 terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, leaving a second-degree murder count in place. Mangione, age 27, appeared in Manhattan court for the first time in 5 months. Judge Gregory Caro threw out counts of first-degree murder as an act of terrorism and second-degree murder as a crime of terrorism. He ruled the evidence was, quote, "legally insufficient." Caro said that while prosecutors stress Mangione's ideological motive, the law requires proof that a killing was meant to, quote, "intimidate or coerce the public to qualify as terrorism." Mangione still facing second-degree murder, which carries 25 to life. The next hearing is December 1st. Mangione stands accused of gunning down Brian Thompson on December 4th of 2024 outside the Midtown Hilton Hotel hours before Thompson was set to speak at an investor conference. Police arrested Mangione at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Officers said they found a 3D-printed gun, a fake ID, and a notebook with writings that prosecutors claimed show his intent. One entry reading, quote, "the target is insurance. It checks every box." Mangione has pleaded not guilty. He also faces federal charges, including murder through the use of a firearm, which makes him eligible for the federal death penalty. Prosecutors say that case will follow the state trial. In Pennsylvania, where he was arrested, he faces charges of forgery, carrying a gun without a license, and giving a false ID. Mangione remains held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn without bond. His attorneys argue that the federal and 2 state cases overlapping put him in a, quote, "untenable situation." They've also asked the court to suppress evidence from his arrest, calling the search of his backpack unlawful. Musician Lil Nas X is now in inpatient treatment somewhere that's not California as he faces felony charges tied to a bizarre arrest in Los Angeles last month. On Monday, the 26-year-old, real name Montero Hill, missed a pretrial hearing. His lawyers told the court he was, quote, "in treatment at an undisclosed facility." Judge Shelley Samuels allowed him to remain there as long as he stays in the program. If he moves to outpatient care, the court will revisit his release conditions. His next hearing is set for November 18th. Outside court, his lawyer Drew Findling spoke to reporters.
"We don't have court for a couple more months. Obviously, you heard the treatment word. We're doing what is best for Montero from a personal standpoint and a professional standpoint, but most importantly, for his well-being. He is surrounded by an amazing family, an amazing team of people that care about him and love him, and we're just addressing those issues. It's really as simple as that. He's had a great life. He'll continue to have a great life. This is a bump that he's going to get over, and on behalf of him, his family is making sure that he addresses all those issues right now.
Hill was arrested before dawn on August 21st after police responded to calls of a man walking on Ventura Boulevard wearing only underwear and cowboy boots. A criminal complaint alleges he fought with officers, injuring three of them, and tried to obstruct a fourth from doing his job. He was hospitalized after the arrest, then booked into jail. 4 days later, he pleaded not guilty to three counts of battery with injury on a police officer and one count of resisting an executive officer. Bail was set at $75,000. His father, Robert Stafford, recently spoke out about the toll fame and family struggles have taken on his son. Writing a special piece for the Times of London, Stafford said, quote, "I understand how the music business is. It's like a high. When you get to that level, you want that drug again. You want to hit that high again." He said his son faced pressure as, quote, "a breadwinner for a lot of people." Stafford described breaking down in tears when he saw his son in jail. Quote, "I had to tell him that what you're going through is normal." He recalled his son being apologetic, saying, quote, "Tell everybody I'm sorry they saw me like that." He said the ordeal has been very stressful, but he believes his son will recover. Quote, "We all have breakdowns every now and then, but the difference is yours get played out in the public eye. Hopefully this is a turning point in his mental stability. Sometimes God will take you through your worst moment to give you your best moment." Hill himself echoed that outlook in a video to fans after his release. Quote, "That was terrifying. That was terrifying. Last 4 days. But your girl is going to be all right." If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.